Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station out of Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially those keeping America rolling along, thank you so very much to the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail center delivery guys and gals out there getting the mail back and forth, making sure that it gets to your post office and you get it eventually. And, of course, to our Amazon warehouse folks, as well as our drivers out there delivering the packages and parcels that they have all over the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. Thank you so much for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on Gab. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And don't forget, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that we're involved in. All right, and joining us from the mountaintop overlooking Tampa Bay, it's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
Yippee-yo, Cal Petty. All right, it's not a bad night tonight. It's not a bad night at all. Let me see here. I think we got some pretty decent temperatures. I got 74 on one thermometer and 75 on the other. So there you go. Not bad.
Not bad.
Yep. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, our spy, our 21-year-old spy, I guess the DOJ is going to be making all the charges now. Am I right to assume that?
Yeah, I wouldn't really call him a spy. I would call him maybe a show-off. This is coming if you look at the news reports, and you have to take some of that with a grain of salt for what is being reported. Because interestingly enough, I think it was either Washington Post or the New York Times looked at other intelligence materials that he had that had not been published. And this tells me that, you know, something is very wrong with the media here, because I don't think anybody over at the New York Times or Washington Post has security clearance to even be looking at that, first off. But this boy's title as Airman First Class, which is really, he's in the reserve, so it's part of the Air Force, but the reserve position. And he worked overnight duty, which says there wasn't a lot of action, so he's probably bored to death. But anyway, his official title is Cyber Transport Systems Journeyman, which means he was really an IT guy. He was a communications guy. He wasn't an intelligence guy. But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't have had, or that position shouldn't have had top security clearance because of the data that comes across. But his responsibility wasn't to look at the data itself. It was just to make sure that it moves the way it's supposed to. So anyway, I think that the cyber transport systems journeyman means that he'd go anywhere in that position. I think they may relook at the security classification levels for that position. So I also want to say that it was not the United States that actually broke this case, by the way. It was a fella out of Europe that is very good at doing these kinds of things that actually helped break the case, track it down and break it, using the metadata, which I explained on your show before, that comes behind the photos and inside photos that are taken with iPhones, I know, and I think probably with Android, it gives you the timeline of the photo and the metadata, including the location. But having said that, it also came out late yesterday that the FBI had been tracking this boy for a while, and they just kind of escalated their arrest yesterday, really under pressure. Well, why was the FBI tracking him already? So I would say there's more to the rest of the story here.
Right.
And we don't know what that is, but again, we have, I would say, the FBI kind of falling down on their job.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have more. And by the way, have you checked down the Blue Cities lately, the crime level? Well, we're going to give you a little heads up as to what's going on there. It's not pretty. Never was. Never was supposed to be. But it is what it is. And I shall return with more. And Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCo.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it right away. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program, my comments with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, GEICO has been in business for well over 85 years. They currently insure over 27 million drivers, and they are the second largest insurer of automobiles in the country. Now, if you want to find out what I found out and many others, all you got to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and while you're there, ask for a rate quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. When you do that, if you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, ask to bundle that onto your policy, save some money there with the insurance that you've got. But where you really are going to save some real serious money is if and when you bundle your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance onto your automobile policy. It can save you a lot, and I mean a lot, of money. So again, the website, if you want to go there, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them what it is you want to do. You can get a quote right there, or you can have an agent contact you, or you can find out where their address is and contact them yourself. Whatever works for you. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. .com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
You know, amid the massive crime wave that's sweeping all of the big blue cities across America, while time and resources are being focused on a myriad of investigations into former President Donald Trump. He's vowing to fire the radical Marxist prosecutors who are destroying America. Now, he said yesterday, and I quote, "There's no more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption and weaponization of our justice system, and it's been happening all around us." And, of course, he has something called the Agenda 47 campaign, which is where he posted a video to the website for social media.
Well, Trump himself is probably the most investigated individual that we have in the United States. I don't think that there's, I mean, the number of lawyers and subpoenas and testimonies and all that, mm-hmm. I think would hit the record. So he would necessarily know. Some of it, you know, he's taking it personally, and I get it. It can be pretty exhausting to be, every time you turn around, you're being sued. In fact, he's in New York now, giving testimony for another case that Letitia James has against him about his businesses that she's going after before he was ever president.
Mm-hmm.
In the interview that he had with Tucker Carlson, Tucker asked him, you know, the biggest threats to the United States, and he said, well, certainly, you know, China and Russia are threats, as well as, you know, North Korea and so forth. He said, but the one threat that nobody talks about is the threat from within the United States, and that's absolutely true. If for nothing else, you know, we have this cat that was arrested yesterday certainly is one. Then we have all of these Marxist groups and the unions and all of these things that are causing all of these major grass fires across the country, including, I might add, what they're forcing corporations into, like Budweiser, so they can have their competitive enterprise index, or whatever they call it, the CEI index.
Right.
And then critical race theory in schools. So, I mean, what is happening here is it's declining the pride that Americans have in their country. We love the country, but the pride that we have is fading, because every time you turn around, there's something else, and you want to stay out of the conflict. So what do? You start self-censoring. You sort of kind of become introverted, because you just don't want to deal with, you know, a constant fight or a constant confrontation with the leftists. And so that's where we are. And if you really look at the genesis of all the domestic internal nonsense that we go on, every one of them was created by the left, every single one of them. And, you know, I mean, it even came out yesterday or day before yesterday that Hakeem Jeffries, when he was back in college, you know, he wrote an opinion piece that was talking about the token Negroes, which included, you know, Colin Powell, included Justice Thomas. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the question then becomes, and actually Mark Levin brought up the issues in Hakeem Jeffries' background several weeks ago on one of his shows, but this is what we're dealing with. And so when people like Mike Pence, or, you know, any of these soon to be presidential candidates or existing candidates talk about the fact that we need to, you know, calm down the rhetoric and we need to come together as one. Well, the Republicans and the independents, maybe some Democrats would like to do that, but there's a whole bunch of Marxist Democrats and people on the left that don't want to do it. They want to continue this nonsense, and that includes going all the way to you know, those that are so married to the George Soros open society agenda,
right?
Reparations, hating the police, emptying prisons, open borders. I mean, that's where we are. So we, because of the social engineering that is being done by the left, it's forcing the conservatives and the Republicans to having to get into that sandbox. And the left is holding on to these things tightly, including through the teachers union, which has gone way beyond their lane here. In what the head of the teachers unions, plural, are all about. And then, you know, cases go to the Supreme Court, and we don't get the decisions sometimes out of the Supreme Court that we think we ought to have. And why is that? Because of there's so much leftist pressure. And, you know, you got the DAs and the legal systems. I mean, yeah, it's not pretty.
Well, that's all.
Sounds kind of depressing, doesn't it?
Well, it's not depressing. It's just a way of life. It's a fact. We can't do anything about it. If we want to change it, the only way we can do it is to start voting correctly. And I don't know when that's going to happen to you.
Well, you know, I was really hoping that in the case of Chicago, they would have voted themselves out of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And they voted themselves deeper into a mess.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. So I don't have a lot of hope for any of that. They tried the recall on Newsom. That didn't work. They tried the recall on the Los Angeles DA. What's his face? That didn't work. I don't know that the people that need to be voting the right way are informed enough, because of social media and because of drive-by media, that they're making informed decisions on voting.
Well, we all know that amidst the massive crime waves that are sweeping all the big blue cities across the country, that the media is in bed literally with the progressive left liberal communists.
Well, that's right. That's right.
And then we got to crack that nut to be able to get accurate stuff out there. Otherwise, if people keep going after these, watching these shows and these local programs.
I read a fascinating study yesterday that, you know, everybody's jumping up and down, stomping their feet of the money and equipment and whatnot, the value of that we're sending to Ukraine. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The illegals are costing us annually. Everything from health care to lawyers to all these other, you know, all this other nonsense.
It's going to be free now.
$150 billion a year.
Yep.
And now you got Biden out there that has declared that the DACA recipients can now have access to free health care.
Yep. Here we go again. All right.
Yes.
I look forward to talking to you tonight in the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with more. Bottom of the hour, military news and veterans report coming right up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. The man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has a lot of questions about the case.
We're going to figure out whether it was just signal information or was it actual humans being put in jeopardy or in peril situations because of his leaking of information. Treacherous and traitorous.
The New York Times initially said the leaker could be a 21-year-old member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. A decision from a grand jury is expected to come as early as Monday if charges should be filed against any of the officers who shot and killed Jalen Walker last summer. Sources say the eight officers who were involved in the shooting will not be testifying before the grand jury. The grand jury will instead hear from police use of force experts, Akron's police union attorney, and several others who were on the scene last June. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, and then give them a call and take a tour. I'll tell you all about that after they tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job that will keep you busy for the rest of your life. Believe me when I tell you, you'll have no shortage of work or jobs to do because you can work anywhere around the world that they have jobs for you in aircraft maintenance. Now, that being said, the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, one more time, NAA.edu, is the website to go to. Check it out. Take a look, see at their campuses, the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston. Take a look at the one down here in Clearwater, right across the bay from where I'm at, and see what they have to offer. But then what you really need to do is to call them up and ask to take the tour of their campuses. You need to find out for yourself what it's all about and where might be the best place for you to go to learn to be an aviation maintenance tech. Now, when you call them up at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour at either Clearwater or Concord, Mass. And when you do, you're going to be able to talk to students that are going there, teachers that are teaching there, and the money people that will help you get financial money to get the class going. Now, if you're in the service and you're coming out of the service, let's say, and you've been in aircraft maintenance, you should get all your paperwork filled out before you come out and make it that much easier for you so you'll have a jump start on everybody else. And if you've been working in the aviation industry, whether in the military or civilian, and all you need is just that little certification, that little paper, even though you've had it in the military under a different auspices, then you need to get going on that because you can, in about 4 months or thereabouts, be right out on the road doing what you need to be doing as an aviation maintenance tech. And if you want to go overseas, let me just tell you something here. This is the best part about all of it. If you want to go overseas, you could very easily make a six-figure salary to begin with. To begin with. Right out of the gate. Isn't that something? I don't know too many places you can do that. Now, the general starting salary for somebody who starts out at the bottom end of the spear is around $60,000 to $70,000, depending on where you're at and depending on how much overtime you get. So that's what you can count on there. Again, I'll give you the information. Website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. That's the website. Phone number to set up a call to ask to take the tour at one or both of their locations is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And their locations in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, are where you would be going to take the tour. So now you know the rest of the story. All right, well, starting out with our military and veterans news, how about Haiti? The government, our government, is telling American citizens, do not travel to Haiti because of all the kidnappings that are going on. Do not travel to Haiti. So I hope you heed the warning and pay attention. In addition, the report of the leader of an online group where the Pentagon leaks appeared is a 21-year-old Airman First Class Reservist National Guardsman. Now, this individual managed to get himself arrested yesterday. But we understand that a couple of newspapers actually knew who he was and was getting ready to release the man's name and all his information. Now, he was arrested over classified documents where he had the highest level through the service to access the nation's secrets. What's going to happen now? Well, he's in custody. He'll be arraigned this morning. I don't understand why they won't charge him with treason, but apparently they're not going to. If it was treason, you would be two steps away from a firing squad. But we'll see how that works, that all works out. It's definitely going to be something a little different. And my mind goes back to years ago when we had another situation with Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. I got to thinking about that the other day when we saw some of what we were seeing, and some of it was very similar. Not to say that that has any relationship to where we're at with this, but it might have given the young man, the 21-year-old, the thought process. It might have given him the thoughts to delve into what he was doing and see if he could accomplish what the Ellsbergs did, in particular Daniel. So we'll see where we go with all of this. It's going to be a big, big can of worms all the way along. Make no mistake about it. I do not believe this is a slam dunk case, because I believe there may be some other people that may be involved in this. We'll see. We'll see. Right now they're being very close-lipped about this. They're not saying a lot of words at all. And I get it. I understand why they would do that. But again, when you look at what's going on, what this individual's being charged with, what the possibilities are of bringing in more people, it's going to be very, very interesting, and you need to make sure that you vet your information very carefully before you just put it out there for the world to see. There's going to be a lot of nonsensical things out there that just aren't going to sound right to begin with, and they aren't going to be right. Now, I think he gets arraigned this morning. I don't know what time. But I'm sure those of you that can watch the television will be watching it, glued to it, to find out what's going on. And oh, by the way, weekend number one of the USL Football League kicks off this weekend. And in case you're just waking up to this, the Tampa Bay Rays won their 13th straight game in a row since starting the season. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. Yep, Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and the Acura dealer is overlocated on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, right there, side by side, Nissan and Acura, Moss Family Automotive. Now, if you serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans too, all first responders, whether or not you've been in the EMS, a firefighter, or a police officer, and all church pastors get a deal on the vehicle you're looking at, whether it's new or pre-owned. In addition, you will get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That means that you'll get free oil changes and tire rotations on the vehicle that you're driving. So go over to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check it out and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you're going to save a bunch of money. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, I'm not going to say a lot about this kid, but a 21-year-old airman first class, which is basically a buck sergeant, was arrested yesterday and charged with these classified documents, the highest level. He had the highest level of clearance to the nation's secrets, which is not a surprise because of what his job was in intelligence. But he got caught. Now we'll see where this goes.
Well, again, Matt, I'm looking at the numbers supposedly here. I'm looking at it right now. You got over 1.2 million people in the United States that have access to top secret documents, you know, some contractors, some government personnel. You know, why is, you know, information crossing the desk of a kid that's in a National Guard?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, I really don't, but it doesn't breed a lot of confidence in this, government that we're running, intelligence apparatus we're running. It's pathetic. It really is. Again, you have access to this type of information in the hands of a kid. I'm surprised we don't have more leaks, quite frankly. I mean, this is just, to me, it's absurd. It really is.
Well, I'm sure that we have had more leaks. We just haven't heard about them, and they've squashed that as fast as they can because they have people that watch this 24/7. And if there's even the, and by the way, this was discovered by an expert over in Europe, not by one of our people, but by someone in Europe who figured it out.
Well, I mean, that's all well and good, but you know, the reality is the information is getting out. It's mishandled. It's a complete failure by our intelligence community, again. It's almost like an oxymoron. They call it the intelligence community. There's not a lot of intelligence going on.
No. Now, let's deal in some intelligence with this one, because I fail to see it. The deficit right now, the federal deficit, is going to top $1 trillion for the first 6 months of the fiscal 2023 year, according to the monthly Treasury statement released as of yesterday. Now, this is unbelievable and it's ridiculous. How on earth are we going to get things back in line again here?
As of right now, I don't see it. I really don't. I don't see, you know, I don't see anybody really. Well, I mean, you have to get a completely, you know, new crop of characters in Washington overall on how the system is it actually works. I was actually reading a really interesting piece yesterday on our military and the Pentagon and how members of Congress are forcing the military to keep using weapon systems that the military doesn't want. And they were talking about the A-10 Warthog airplane. The military doesn't want this anymore, but members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, are still forcing them to spend the money because that money goes to their district. The Navy doesn't want certain ships, but we're still spending, you know, billions of dollars maintaining them, even though they don't want them anymore. They want the new weapon systems, and we're wasting money here and there. Again, this is all it's all about bringing money home to your districts, getting contributions from your favorite contractors out there, and we taxpayers continue to be screwed again and again and again. And you know, it's not, like I said, you can't just point to the Biden administration. You have to all support the Republicans as well. I mean, for, you know, all of the MAGA PACs, you watch TV right now, Donald Trump running ads going after DeSantis in regards to Social Security. Let me explain something to everybody. Social Security is going to be cut in 10 years by 25% unless we start doing something about it.
Yep.
And no one wants to do anything about it. Biden doesn't want, I mean, the two supposed leading candidates, neither of them want to do anything about it. They just say, we're not going to touch it. Well, that doesn't solve the problem that exists out there. It's because it's lack of leadership. It's lack of a spine wanting to do something that is actually, you know, it's politically difficult. Well, then you're afraid. Then you only want to be popular. You don't want to do the right thing. And that's both sides of the aisle. They don't care. They ignore problems. Again, we've gotten to a point in time where over $30 trillion in debt. It's a national security concern. Again, if we don't think that in the next 10 years, where our debt is supposed to increase, according to the Congressional Budget Office, by another $20 trillion,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be paying $1.7 trillion a year in interest payments at that point in time. Is that sustainable? No. That's you know what it is? It's child abuse. We have the older generation here in this country that spent. And you know what? They're putting it on the backs of their kids and their grandkids that are going to have to deal with it. To me, that's a form of child abuse. That's something that you would see on the Jerry Springer show, okay? But that's what we've done here in this country.
Well, let's just look at the numbers and then we'll move on to another subject. But so far in fiscal 2023, while the federal government has collected $2 trillion in taxes, it's $2.048 trillion in taxes. It has spent $3.148 trillion, resulting in a deficit of $1.1 trillion. I mean, it's like, it's only a trillion. I can hear them now. It's only $1 trillion. We can get that back. We can rank that up. I can hear them now.
No, you're just adding it on to the pile.
Yeah.
People don't understand the difference between deficits and debt. Deficit is, you know, the difference between what we're, over the course of a year, what we're spending, okay, and what we're
You
taking.
Found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights.
All right, sorry.
That's okay. Then they just add it to the debt when all's said and done. And you know, we're all told that it's A-okay while our interest payments continue to go up. Again, you know, this is on the backs of the younger people here in this country. This is not exactly the legacy, you know, that you want to do. You know, you want to leave a legacy for the generations that are going to come down the road. But what the what we've done is we've given a legacy of massive amounts of debt to the kids here in this country, and it's pathetic.
Well, we now know that the Federal Reserve officials there are seeing a recession coming down the line in the not too very distant future. I know we've heard this before. I know we should be concerned about it, but what say you?
I'm not, you know, the recessions happen if they do happen. Waiting around trying to guess when the next recession is going to come or when they call, it's a waste of time. So, you know, quite frankly, you know, it's just, you know, don't worry about it, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. You can't worry about these things. Again, the Fed especially, they're not exactly good at calling much of anything. So why would you listen to them? It's like a weatherman that's always wrong. You got to continue to listen to them? Not me.
Now, if the core producer price index is at 3.6%, the year-over-year change, should we be concerned about that?
We had CPI and we had PPI, and you know, the reality is that it's coming down slightly. Still got a long way to go. Okay, that's the reality. Still got a long way to go before inflation gets down to a normal level. What I'm seeing right now is the fact that, I don't think that they're going to get down to that 2% level, and that's due to government regulation.
By the way, music's coming up before we go. 13 in a row, Tampa Bay Rays. How about them Rays?
Yeah, I saw that. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, catch his program on the weekend on many of these same stations. And I'll be right back with more with the great UndergroundUSA.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.